are listening to the Mother of All Talk Shows podcast with George Galloway.
Now, we couldn't interview Palestine's Nelson Mandela, the man who should be the president of Palestine and may yet be the president of Palestine because he is held under maximum security conditions. I refer, of course, to the great freedom fighter Marwan Barghouti. But we are able to talk to his increasingly active and growing influential son, Arab Barghouti, about the issue of prisoner exchanges, the hunger strikes that are going on, and whether or not his father, the Nelson Mandela of Palestine, might soon be free in a prisoner exchange. He joins me now. I hope the line is good. Arab Barghouti, welcome to the Mother of All Talk Shows. Let's answer that last point first, if we can. It is, and has been for a long time, that Marwan, your father, has been right at the top of the list of Palestinian prisoners who need to be released in any prisoner exchange. I'm assuming that's still the case. We know that through Egypt and perhaps others, there are negotiations of such an exchange going on. Are you optimistic about those negotiations? Might you see your father sometime soon?
First of all, let me say that it's a true honor to be speaking to you personally. I'm a big fan, and you've been a fierce defender of the rights of the Palestinian people. And I think this is something that used to be rare, but fortunate enough, I think that the voices of the people that are speaking for the Palestinians are raising, thanks to people like you. For the issue of the Palestinian political prisoners, I think that my father has been, advocating for the rights of the Palestinians for 4 decades now. And I think that he is a well-recognized Palestinian leader in the eyes of the whole world. And the proof is that he has a very successful international campaign, and he has a very successful campaign even in Palestine that has been always active for the past 20 years. Of course, we're optimistic. We have always been optimistic, not because things are showing positivity on the Israeli government side, who controls everything that goes in and out of this land, but because we have no other choice, to be honest. I was 11 years old when my father was arrested. Now I'm 31. I went through my life while my father was still in prison. And his fault is that he's a freedom fighter who's been advocating for Palestinians' rights for decades. And I don't think they succeeded to quiet his voice. He's someone who will never, ever stop advocating for our rights as Palestinian people. But of course, for the prisoner swap issue, we're very optimistic that as it happened 10 years ago when there was a swap between, the Palestinians and the Israelis with Gilad Shalit, and 1,000 Palestinians were released as political prisoners. We're very optimistic that this will be the case very soon, because if you really think about it, the history says that the Palestinian political prisoners get released one of two ways. First of all, a political breakthrough solution, which does not seem to be happening, especially with the far-right Israeli government that hasn't been giving any chances for the Palestinians to do any moves. And the other thing is the prisoner swap. And I think this is something that we're very optimistic, and we hope that it happens, because like any other Palestinian family that has suffered from the absence of our loved ones, we're not special. There are thousands of Palestinian families who suffer from this. And knowing the pain on the personal level, on the family level, I know for a fact that these political prisoners, freedom fighters, deserve their freedom. And unfortunately, it came down to a swap. But of course, we'll take that because all we need is for them to come back to their loved ones.
Well, I knew your father well, and I know your mother. Of course, I haven't seen your father for 20 years, but I'm attached to them by a sacred bond, and I will never stop advocating for the cause, but also your father's potential unique role in that cause, because it seems to me that Palestinian division is now chronic. I mean that literally in the medical sense. It is chronic, it is everlasting, it is ongoing, and it is completely debilitating. But Marwan Barghouti can traverse all of the factions, all of the currents of political opinion. Therefore, it would be in the world's interest for him to be released so that he can play a part in the political and ultimately negotiating process that will have to if this conflict is ever going to come to an end. How strongly is that felt inside Palestine, do you think?
I think if you look at the polls in the last 20 years, he's considered the most popular leader amongst Palestinians. And I don't think that happened because he promised us Palestinians of, you know, building schools or doing things or stuff like that. He's still in a cell and has been in a cell for 2 decades. And this gives you the amount of loyalty the Palestinian people have towards him, and not only towards him, because he represents an idea more than he represents himself as a person. He represents an idea of Palestinian political prisoners that have given their lives and sacrificed everything just to give us any type of freedom. And he's someone who's played his political role even inside prison. And the biggest proof of that is that he was the head of Fatah list back in 2006. And he's been a parliament member in the 2 rounds of the Palestinian elections. He was elected twice to the highest committee of Fatah party as the highest, of course, getting the highest votes. And this tells you, of course, he's one of the people who made the prisoners' agreement that was signed between all parties. And this is exactly why people respect him. This is exactly why people think he's a need for the future of the Palestinian people, because his voice in the unity of Palestinians. You mentioned the division. I think the division is something that is shameful for the Palestinian people, and the responsibility goes on the leadership of both parties, Fatah and Hamas, and he has been trying his best to play a role in solving this division, because it only serves the occupation. And I think if we really want our real independence as Palestinians, we need leaders who are calling for the unity of the Palestinian people, and he has never stopped to call for the unity of the Palestinian people. And I think the future holds that my father will play a role in the Palestinian politics, because he's been a politician his whole life. And I think exactly what the Israeli propaganda is trying to label him. They are trying to label him as a terrorist and blood on his hands and stuff like that. And we've heard that a lot about any leader that is trying to resist the Israeli occupation. You have two kinds of leaders in Palestine. You have the leaders that are cooperating with the occupation, shamefully cooperating with the occupation, and those leaders will be thrown away in the Palestinian history. And you have the leaders who are giving and sacrificing everything they got for the freedom of their people. And he is, of course, in the second category. And the biggest proof is that he lost many years in Israeli prisons. He was exiled for years outside of Palestine. And I don't think if he had anything left of him to give to the Palestinian people, he will always give that.
How do people follow you? Are you on social media? How do they support the campaign that you are seeking to build?
So we have a page on Facebook called Marwan Barghouti. I hope everyone can, in English, and I hope everyone can follow that page. We have an international campaign for the release of Marwan Barghouti and all Palestinian political prisoners, and we have the support of many people around the world. I've been personally to Europe many times to work on these campaigns, especially in France. My mother, as you mentioned, has been everywhere, South America, Europe, South Africa, where she launched the campaign with Desmond Tutu, and I think people can follow that on our page there.
Give your mother, and if you can, your father, my deepest regards, my salam, and my pledge that I'll never stop talking on their behalf and on behalf of all of the Palestinian prisoners. Arab Barghouti, thank you for joining us on the Mother of All Talk Shows.